Romans chapter 1, introduction. Introduction to Friends Bible Study. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the Word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, learns from Jesus, follows Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. Meditating on and sharing the Word with one another is a central part of walking with Jesus and becoming like Him. Before we begin our study in Romans chapter 1, I would like to take a moment to explain our daily study plan, especially for friends who are doing Friends Bible Study for the first time. As in our other studies, our basic approach is read, write, share, and listen. Read. Read the chapter we are studying every day. For example, this week, please read Romans 1 every day. Step 2, write. Write your answers to one or two meditation questions every day. Please download the meditation questions for each chapter from our website. The meditation questions are designed to help you clarify your thoughts, observations, and insights about each passage. Also, please answer the following questions during your daily time in God's Word. These questions help us to focus on growing as disciples of Jesus as we study the Bible. I will share an example from my study of Romans 1, 8-12. This is also available on our website. So, first question, A, what did I learn from Jesus? B, how will I follow Jesus today? How will I trust and obey Jesus today? C, how can I become like Jesus through the study? These are our very important questions for us to consider as we study God's Word each day. Conclude your time by writing a short prayer. Step 3, share. Share what you have learned and how the Lord is speaking to you with your friends' Bible study sharing partner. Sharing the Word regularly, and I mean 3 or 4 times a week through WhatsApp or Line or Messenger or other social media, is a vital part of friends' Bible study. 4, listen. Listen to the audio commentary. Listen or download the audio commentary for each passage from our website. Now, let us begin our study of Paul's letter to the believers in Rome. I chose Romans 1, 16-17 as key verses for Romans chapter 1. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it God's righteousness is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. The gospel is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes. The key is believing. We become righteous before God through faith. Our sins are forgiven by faith, believing what Christ has done for us on the cross. However, this is just step 1. God wants us to walk with Him step by step by faith every day. This is the theme of Paul's letter to the believers in Rome. People often complicate Romans and think that it is too difficult for ordinary people to understand due to its deep theological and philosophical content. I believe, however, that this letter was written not for scholars and theologians, but for ordinary people. Most of the believers in Rome who received this letter were not scholars, theologians, or from the upper class. They were ordinary people like you and I, but undoubtedly they readily understood this letter from the Apostle Paul. One huge key to studying Romans is to have a heart of faith. There are some difficult passages in this letter, but the main points are simple and straightforward. However, they must be received and applied by faith. As we study each passage, believe what it says about you and about what Jesus has done for you. This is the key to understanding and experiencing what Paul wrote about in his letter to the believers in Rome.